Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, we're back. We're talking with Cheryl Myers. She is an integrative health nurse, an author, and an expert in natural medicine. We're talking today about blood sugar and how blood sugar affects you. Cheryl, how do we measure our blood sugar?
Well, there's a couple of ways. The one that most people are probably familiar with is called fasting blood sugar. And a fasting blood sugar is taken first thing in the morning where you haven't had anything to eat or drink for at least overnight. And that's a look at your blood sugar when it's at its lowest. And fasting blood sugar should range somewhere between 80 and 100. But individuals that might range up to 110, 115, maybe even 120, which was what some doctors call pre-diabetes, and others just say, you know, that it's just sort of on the outside ranges of normal, those are some areas where people can make a lot of improvements. Another way to measure blood sugar is after a person eats, and that's called postprandial blood sugar. So they take blood sugar after you eat, which your blood sugar should go up after you eat, but then they also measure it an hour or two later to see how quickly does your blood sugar come back to normal. And that's a really good indicator of how well your body is able to metabolize that sugar and get blood sugar back into the normal range. But I think, in a way, the best way to measure overall blood sugar status in the body is called the hemoglobin A1C test. And that's a test that is done to determine how your body has handled, how it has metabolized sugar over the past 20, 30, 40 days. Mm-hmm. And a hemoglobin A1C level is not just a quick snapshot. You know, the fasting blood sugar, lots of things can impact that, or postprandial. That's a snapshot. But the hemoglobin A1C is like a movie. It gives you the whole story over a longer period of time.
And how do we get these tests? You know, I've never heard of this test before.
Oh, well, you can get them. Hopefully your doctor's heard of them. Mm-hmm. I personally think that they should be, that they generally for a routine physical, they do include a fasting blood sugar. Mm-hmm. But I believe that for anyone probably over the age of 30 or anyone who has concerns about blood sugar issues, they should probably, part of the routine physical, should get the hemoglobin A1C as well.
What's the relationship, Cheryl, between blood sugar and brain health?
Well, when you look at increases in blood sugar, some of the individuals with the highest rates of dementia, either caused by what they call multi-infarct dementia, which are tiny little strokes that occur in the brain that accumulate to the point where thinking is impaired, or Alzheimer's disease, which is a different disease process entirely, both of them have roots to chronic inflammation and high levels of blood sugar. Those two very often go hand in hand. And so when we look at, in fact, some magazine and journal articles calling Alzheimer's disease diabetes of the brain, because sugar can be so disruptive of proper neurological function in the brain, the ability of the brain's circulatory system to function the way it's supposed to, the ability of our neurons to respond and for our nervous system to be properly nourished, all have to do with keeping our blood sugar level within those normal ranges.
And so if we, now you talked about fiber, what's the relationship between fiber and being able to keep those blood sugar in normal ranges?
Well, a very high fiber diet means that your body is slower at absorbing and metabolizing blood sugars. You don't want a huge blast of blood sugar coming out of your intestines. So I think one of the worst things you can possibly do is drink a sugary soft drink that's sweetened with high fructose corn syrup, because, first off, carbonated beverages are absorbed just a little bit faster than non-carbonated beverages. And secondly, it's just driving this abnormal, invented pseudo-sugar right into the body quickly, which causes a massive insulin release from the pancreas, which over time is very unhealthy. So when you eat foods that are much higher in fiber, like when you eat the whole orange, you're getting a lot of fiber that modulates that sugar impact, versus drinking orange juice, which raises blood sugar very, very quickly. When you're eating, as I said, you're eating whole grains, you know, you're slowing down that sugar impact versus when you're eating refined grains like white pasta, white bread, white rice, white potatoes. All of these things are very high on the glycemic index scale, and they drive blood sugars far more dramatically than do their higher fiber cousins.
So, Cheryl, you know, one of the things I think we've had a guest on in the past, you know, that was talking about type 2 diabetes and the possibility that, you know, going on a fast for a period of time could rebalance blood sugar levels and make it so that some people in some cases could come off their diabetic medication. Have you heard of, seen any of that research around that?
Well, I'd be very, very careful with that because while there's some good points to it, if a person is on medication for diabetes, if they stop to, if they stop eating entirely for like a water fast, then they are going to have low blood sugar because they're still taking the blood sugar lowering medication and there's no food to balance that out. So if they want to fast, I think they need to do it under the supervision of a healthcare practitioner where they're carefully monitoring their blood sugar so they don't drive them down too low. That being said, a lot of people really like fasting for short periods of time because they feel like it sort of sets the reset button on the body. And so you can start over afresh. It's, or, you know, they feel that, okay, now the body has gone for a while with food. Let's slowly introduce healthier food. But just doing a fast without making dietary changes or without adding supplements that are going to support healthy blood sugar, just the fast itself I don't think is going to have any long-term benefits.
Yeah, and I must say that this was under doctor supervision, and I think in the cases that they were talking about was in a clinic. So, and I think they're coming off their medication with the doctor supervision, you know, during that time.
That's good.
Yeah. So Cheryl, you mentioned that there are some supplements that can help people who are experiencing high blood sugar or are pre-diabetic. What is the research showing?
Well, there is a wonderful herbal formula that's out of Germany that's called Sucontrol D. And Sucontrol D is a plant that's found in Central and South America called Hintonia. And I bet a lot of your listeners have never heard of this before. It's called Hintonia latiflora. And this herb was used in just, you know, tea, and it was used for sort of as a, you know, like a spring tonic kind of thing. But the German researchers many years ago became quite interested in certain compounds in this herb that play a dramatic role in the metabolism of blood sugar. And so this is a product that has been on the German market for probably 30 or 40 years. It has several published human trials that show that it can reduce blood sugar and keep it within the range of normal for many, many individuals without ever taking it so low that it becomes dangerous. And so it has been introduced to the United States for the first time just this year. This is the first time it's been available in the U.S. It has been shown to reduce hemoglobin A1C levels. It has been shown to reduce fasting blood sugar levels, and it has been shown to reduce postprandial blood sugar levels. So on every single type of blood sugar test, they have found that it has, even in just for a short period of time, taking, I believe the study was 8 weeks, they found that it reduced blood sugars by 23-24%, which can play a huge role in helping people keep those blood sugars within that normal range so they don't have to worry about all of these adverse health effects that occur when your blood sugars are running too high.
And what other, you know, that's a good one. What other herbs or minerals are there out there that help work with blood sugar?
Well, another one that a lot of people have paid attention to is chromium. Mm-hmm. Chromium is a trace mineral. It's generally measured in micrograms, and chromium plays a role in what they call insulin resistance, helping to reduce insulin resistance so those garage doors on the cells go up a little easier so that the taxis can drive in and unload their sugar. So I think chromium is also something that's very important for people who have blood sugar concerns to pay attention to. Another thing is the B vitamins, especially thiamine, vitamin B6, and vitamin B12. All of these play a real role in helping the body properly process and metabolize the food that we eat, turning it into the sugar that we use and how sugar is metabolized in the body. I would say that there are some individuals that aren't very good converters of the B vitamins. What many people don't know is that B vitamins have to be in their active form. Now, most people, when they take B vitamins in a supplement or eat them in food, are able to do this conversion process. But there's some estimates that upwards of 30% of the population is ineffective at converting one or more of the B vitamins. So I always look for what they call bioactive B vitamins mm-hmm. that are already converted. They're already in their form that go to work. So there have been some associations between people who have blood sugar issues also not always being the best converters of the B vitamins. So, for example, without getting too technical, vitamin B12, when you eat it in food or when you take it as a supplement, is usually in a form called cyanocobalamin. Well, the human form or the active form is called methylcobalamin. So B vitamins in that already converted form may cost just a little bit more, but they are much higher quality. In fact, I jokingly call them the Cadillac B vitamins.
And what do people notice when they take B vitamins?
People often notice an increase in energy. It varies from person to person, of course, but you know, remember when I said that diabetes is a disease of starvation, mm-hmm. that the cells are not getting what they need to get? When people start to get those blood sugars back where they need to be, whether they're using the Sucontrol D with that Hantonia herb, adding to it some of those bioactive B vitamins, a lot of times the very first thing that people notice is a change in their energy level. With time, they might notice some other things as well, like an improvement in their immune system. They're not catching every cold that comes along. Their wounds, if they get a cut on their leg or on their, or if they burn their finger, it starts to heal faster. It doesn't have that delayed wound healing. Their vision may actually improve as they rein in their blood sugars and keep them within healthy levels. So there's lots of other good things that can happen on down the line, but I think the first thing people notice is a change in energy levels.
Mm. You know, Cheryl, we've been talking about diabetes and blood sugar levels. What are the signs that somebody has, you know, that's starting to go off the tracks in terms of their blood sugar?
Well, first off would be you're eating about the, there's a couple of things that people might notice. You're eating about the same, but your weight's going up. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you know, you haven't made, you know, maybe you've been eating a pretty healthy diet and that you're not, it's not like you're suddenly eating a box of donuts every day. And you notice your weight is creeping up. That's a time to pay attention. Another is what they call excessive urination. We start to see some changes in kidney function in people if their blood sugars creep up. So individuals who are urinating quite a bit might need to or are thirsty all the time definitely should go in and have their blood sugars checked. It's very, very easy to do. People with blurred vision that has come on relatively suddenly, like over the course of a week or two, if their vision starts to be blurry, they definitely should go have that checked out. All of these can be signs that their blood sugar levels are climbing to a point where they're starting to cause some damage in the body.
And you know, in your research and what you've been doing, because you've written a number of articles in this area, has there been anything that really surprised you about blood sugar and its effect on human health?
Well, I think that a couple of the things that have surprised me is that it used to be, and I've been working in the medical field for longer than I probably should share publicly, but I've been around for a long time working in this area, and it used to be that doctors and nurses and practitioners were very disdainful of running a little bit high. They just figured, well, if you're over 40, sure, you're going to run a little bit higher blood sugars, and they didn't pay very close attention to people who were at 110 or 115 or 120, they just said, oh, you know, limit your sugar intake and see you next year. I believe that now we're starting to see that even minor elevations over the course of time can cause more damage than anyone ever expected. And if you do have type 2 diabetes, I think another thing that surprised me is how dramatically it increases your risk. So if your blood sugars are in the range where you're diagnosed with type 2 diabetes and you don't control those blood sugars, you have a 200% greater risk for hypertension, up to a 400% greater risk for heart disease, and up to like a 200 to 300% increase for risk of stroke. So it can have some really even more damaging effects in the body than I think we've ever expected.
Mm. You know, and it's interesting because a lot of the focus in terms of medicine seems to be on reducing cancer, but really this blood sugar issue is something that could be fixed fairly simply with, you know, with some of the solutions that you talked about today.
Absolutely. You know, paying more attention to health and paying more attention to what you're eating, trying to stay away from frankenfoods and processed foods, and trying to limit the amounts of pure sugar in your diet or high fructose corn syrup. You know, making those kinds of changes, getting a little bit more physically active, incorporating some healthy herbs and nutrients, and I think can get people even, this is the other thing that surprised me, even small amounts of reduction can have a dramatic effect in the long run.
Cheryl, thanks so much for coming on the show today. It's been great having you. Is there any place where people you recommend people get more information on this topic?
We do have some information at our website for our company, which is www.europharma, as in Europe Pharma, E-U-R-O-P-H-A-R-M-A, USA.com. That will give more information. And so I think, or that there's also a place there where you can contact us if you want to request any more information. We'd be glad to send it to you.
Cheryl, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
The website again was EuroPharmaUSA.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Dr. Jonathan Beattie.